have to admit, that was a rather long track, longer than we usually have, but I felt it was too good to fade. It was that wonderful musician on the banjo, Jerry O'Connor, playing a piece for us there called A Bag of Spuds. Spuds, of course, being potatoes. We're going to change the style again. This is what I love about Sounds Irish. I can play what I like, and it is all what I like. Friends, I like every track I play on Sounds Irish. And this one is by Mike Denver, who's become very, very popular on the country and Irish scene, both here and in the US. And he's telling the story of the young men and women who have been away for most of the year in Canada, the US, Australia, wherever, and they're guaranteeing that they will be home for Christmas time. Mike Denver.
Boston, Bronx, or Sydney, Newport, New York, or Montreal. Sometimes it's hard to believe that we all had to leave. Another generation lost to another country. Home Christmas time. We'll be home Christmas time. Johnny's gone to Melbourne. He's getting lots of work and loads of beer. Breeze in California, sitting pretty where it never rains all year. Might be our last time. The 12 days of Christmas, old acquaintance, and ringing auld lang syne. But come round New Year's Day, when we're back on our way, the aching pain leaving as we wave all our loved ones goodbye.
This next track, I guarantee, will be the most played track on not only Irish radio stations, but many other radio stations, both internet and terrestrial, around the world. It's a big, big hit for Kirsty MacColl, Shane McGowan and the Pogues. Now, the Pogue is the Irish word for kiss. The Pogues had this hit some good few years ago, and every year this song is resurrected. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but it's guaranteed to get a party going at Christmas time, and you'll hear it, well, from now until possibly even the middle of January, this song telling us the story of the fairy tale of New York. It starts rather quietly, but it does get hectic towards the end.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drunks they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing "Go Away Babe," and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
In that bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're all so great, God, it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus go singing, "Go Away Babe," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone. I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing "Go Away Babe," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
You know, the beauty of doing a programme like Sounds Irish means that I can play what I like as long as it has some Irish connection. And, you know, I leave more tracks out than I play because I run out of time. I don't want to do that this week. I want to include this old-time Irish-type song that we've mentioned already on the programme. This is nothing compared with the last track we played, but it is every bit as good in my book. We go back to about 1940, I think, when Bing Crosby released this track, telling us all about Christmas in Killarney. Now, Killarney is in County Kerry, in the south of Ireland, and there's some lovely sort of quaint lines in this song. And Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. How good it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. Here's Bing Crosby and Christmas in Killarney.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice to know to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
Christmas in Killarney is wonderful to see.
Listen to my story and I'll take you back with me. The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen.
It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe.
And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home.
The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call.
And Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all.
How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels.
I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known.
It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all.
How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels.
I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
Earlier on the programme, we had the Mike Denver telling about coming home for Christmas time. Now here, my favourite ballad group, and the regular listeners will know that the Dublin City Ramblers are my favourite ballad group. They're singing for us here, sailing home to Dublin City. They're not flying home, they're sailing home. But it's a lovely way they put this song across. I think we played the Dermot O'Brien version of it a couple of weeks ago. Let's listen to Sailing Home to Dublin City from the Dublin City Ramblers.
I'm a liberty boy that I'll never deny, and I love the old town I was born in. And I rue the day that I sailed away on a grey November morning. Ah, me love shed a tear as she stood by the pier, but I told her I had to be going. She's my treasure and pearl. She's my old darling girl, but my wild oats I have to be sowing. I'm sailing home to Dublin City, to the one who's waiting for me there. Home again to Dublin City. Oh, how I'm longing to be there. I've seen all the sights of this great world's delights, and I've sailed from Vancouver to Dover. I've hunted a whale and weathered the gale. Now my roving days are all over. For I miss Moor Street smell and the owl if he swell, and the pigeon house lights in the evening, and Sandy Mount Strand, where we walked hand in hand, and we watched while the mail boat was leaving. I'm sailing home to Dublin City, to the one who's waiting for me there. Home again to Dublin City. Oh, how I'm longing to be there. I'm sailing home to Dublin City, to the one who's waiting for me there. Home again to Dublin City. Oh, how I'm longing to be there.
Friends, I want to play for you now a track from a group, first of all, that has a most unusual name, Rant Maggie Rant. They are a Canadian-based group and so talented, three of them. They play all sorts of, well, Celtic, folk, Scottish, Irish, and even classical music. I'll tell you a bit more about them on next week's programme or the week after. What I want you to listen to is their version of the song, well, I think it's called the Christmas song, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. You know, I love vocal harmony, and that's what appeals to me about this very talented trio. Have a listen to Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and listen to the harmony. Wonderful presentation.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas, let your heart be light. From now on our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas, make the tide gay. From now on our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in golden days, happy olden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us,
Rant, Maggie Rant. I think that's a fabulous name for a group, and we'll be hearing more from them in future programmes. Now, we Irish love a hooly. You know what a hooly is? A hooly is, well, it's our word for a party, but the mother and father of parties. Oh yes, when we Irish throw a party, well, it is a party, and it is a hooly. And here's Declan Nerney telling us all about a Christmas hooly, which is even better again.
Asher, Christmas time is not the same, some people do believe. But a strange thing happened in our house last year on Christmas Eve. In the middle of our party, a loud knock came to the door. Come on ahead, you, we all said, there's room for plenty more. The latchin' lifted gently, we stood there amazed, because before our eyes, to our surprise, stood the mighty Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas,
is what we heard him say. And peace to every Irish home is my wish for Christmas Day. For on this night, all around the world, as a journey through the snow, bringing joy and gifts to the little folk, at which hour they'll never know. Beyond the candle in your window came the ceilidh and the song. So I'll stay a while in the Emerald Isle, and then I'll journey on.
Push back the kitchen table, put the chairs against the wall. Sure the hour has now struck midnight, and Santa's sure to call. Surely have a drop of pushing, and a ho, ho, ho it be. And he danced a stack of barley all around the Christmas tree.
Grandma, sure it was our heart's delight. It's great to see such merriment among you all and all. And maybe this time next year I will make another call. There was tapping at the window as he ho-ho-ho'd again. Sure it was little Rudolph's red nose pressed against the window pane. With his eyes he seemed to tell us it was time for them to go. Soon Santa and his reindeers, they went dashing to the snow.
Push back the kitchen table, put the chairs against the wall. Sure the hour has now struck midnight, and Santa's sure to call. Surely have a drop of punching, and he ho, ho, ho with glee. And he danced a stack of barley all around the Christmas tree. Push back the kitchen table, put the chairs against the wall. Sure the hour has now struck midnight, and Santa's sure to call. Surely have a drop of pushy, and he ho, ho, ho with glee. And he danced a stack of barley all around the Christmas tree.
Declan Nerney telling us all about the strange visitor at the Christmas hooly. This next track by Paul Daly and the band may not mean an awful lot to most people, but if you're from Dublin, it really will strike home, particularly if you're far away from home at this time of the year. He tells of the strange things that happen in various parts of Dublin. He rhymes off various districts of Dublin and even mentions my hometown of Bray. Paul Daly and Christmas Time in Dublin.
Hey, Paul, what are you going to do for the holidays?
I'm going to spend Christmas time back in Dublin.
Oh, yeah? What's so special about Dublin?
Family coming home from across the foam, and it's Christmas time in Dublin. From Ballymore now to Dundrum, well, it's Christmas time in Dublin. And Slush and Sleet on O'Connell Street, and it's Christmas time in Dublin, and there's snow coming down in Mount Brown, and it's Christmas time in Dublin. I saw three wise men down in Ringsend, and it was Christmas time in Dublin. And up in Glasnevin, we were near to heaven. It was Christmas time in Dublin. Christmas time in Dublin. Turkey in the oven, smelts and sprouts and stuffing. It's Christmas time in Dublin. I saw Santa's sack, and it was on his back, and it was Christmas time in Dublin. And he was on his sleigh, going out to Bray, and it was Christmas time in Dublin. I saw the reindeers go down by Westland Row, and it was Christmas time in Dublin. And it's just like a panto in a boozer in Rialto, it was Christmas time in Dublin. Christmas Gansey looking smart, said a young one on the dark, it was Christmas time in Dublin. Drinking sherry out in Hope on a fishing boat, and it was Christmas time in Dublin. Christmas time in Dublin. Christmas cake and pudding, from fingers out to crumbling. It's Christmas time in Dublin.
We've already had the Irish Rovers on the programme, but I'll bend the rules a little bit this week because I want to play for you now a song from the Irish Rovers that my dad used to sing, telling us all about the wonderful Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
As I sat in my window last evening, a letter was brought round to me. A little gilt-edged invitation saying, Gilhooly, come over to tea. Each Christmas the Fogarty sent it, so I went just for elfinship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure could work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Miss Mulligan wanted to try it, but really it wasn't no use, for we worked on it over an hour, but a piece of it wouldn't come loose. Till Kelly came in with the hatchet, and Murphy came in with the saw, but Miss Fogarty's cake had the power for it to paralyze any man's jaw.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure could work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Miss Fogarty, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and talking away. till she tripped over Flanagan's brogans and spilt the potsheen in her tay. Hackle-hooly, she says, you're not in. Try a little bit more of me cake. Oh no, Mrs. Fogarty, said I, any more and me stomach would break.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure would work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Maloney was hit with a colic, O'Donnell a pain in his head. McNulty lay down on the sofa and he swore that he wished he was dead. Miss Bailey went into hysterics and there she did wriggle and shake. And all of us swore we were poisoned from eating Miss Fogarty's cake.
And there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nuts and cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Yes, it would
kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
You're always telling us all about the wonderful cake from Miss Fogarty. Friends, that's Sounds Irish for this week. Hope you've enjoyed it. I've had a wonderful time putting these tracks together. Please God, we'll do it again next week. This is Joe Ballard saying, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again next week with some more Christmas music from Sounds Irish, Joe Ballard saying, God bless, travel safely, shalom, bye.